Good morning.
Good morning.
On this All Saints Sunday, we'd like to welcome all of you who have come together for worship. We gather together with one another. We gather as saints, not because we're so good in and of ourselves, but because of God's love for us in Christ Jesus, which has offered to us the forgiveness of sins and that promise of eternal life with him. So for the Lutheran Women's Missionary League, again, it's here. So call your attention to that. Everything else, well, it's in the bulletin for you to see. I guess I should also say, and as mentioned in here, that the white flowers on the altar are in remembrance of those who are now clothed in white and resting in the presence of God. And so we also will remember in our prayers Mary Ellen Federke, Charlotte Rosebrock, and Joseph Schroeder. We will now join in worshiping our great God. We begin by singing hymn 677, For All the Saints, and we'll sing verses 1 through 3 and 7 and 8. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. We will join together now in the responsive speaking of Psalm 149. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song.
His praise in the assembly of the godly.
Let Israel be glad in his Maker.
Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King.
Let them praise his name with dancing,
making melody to him with tambourine and lyre.
For the Lord takes pleasure in his people.
He adorns the humble with salvation.
Let the godly exult in glory.
Let them sing for joy on their beds.
Let the high praises of God be in their throats.
And two-edged swords in their hand.
To execute vengeance on the nations.
And punishments on the peoples.
To bind their kings with chains.
And their nobles with fetters of iron.
To execute on them the judgment written.
This is honor for all his godly ones. Praise the Lord.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Worthy is Christ the Lamb who was slain, who
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that together with them, we may come to the unspeakable joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The first reading for this, the Feast of All Saints, is from Revelation to John, chapter 7. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd. And he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from 1 John chapter 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself just as he is pure. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In honor of our Lord Jesus Christ, I invite you to rise for the Alleluia and verse and the reading of the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel, according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you.
Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of the Lord. We join together now in professing our Christian faith as we speak the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, Light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
This is the portion of the service set aside for the instruction of the children. I'd like to have them come and join me for the children's message. How are you today? Oh, I'm really glad to hear it, and I'm really glad to see all of you. Today, I brought along a few name tags. And you have to decide which one might be good for you. Anybody want a name tag that says hero? You do? Okay. You can pass that one down. Okay. Anybody want one that says good looking? Okay. I wondered who might take that one. Oh, I got another one here. This one says cool. Are you cool? Yeah. I've got one more. You know, we wear these things to let people know what we are, and we try and live like that, but I've got one more. This one says sinner. Oh, yeah. Do you want the one that says sinner? Okay. Okay, I wondered if somebody would, you know, wanted that one. But you know what? We have to admit that we are all sinners. Okay, who's got the one that says hero? And what does it say on the back? Sinner. How about the one that says good looking? And on the back, what does it say?
Sinner.
Sinner. How about the one who's cool? And that's on the back, it says sinner. Now, what about the one that says sinner? What does that say? Do you know what that says on the back? That says saint. The fact is that we're all sinners. We all do things that we're not supposed to do. But that's what we really need to give thanks to God. Because he loved us so much that he sent Jesus to be our Savior. You see, Jesus took our place. And when he died on the cross, that was for the forgiveness of all of our sins. So he knew that we were all sinners, and there's nothing that we could do about it. But because of his forgiveness, we are all saints. In other words, he forgives us our sins. He's made us his very own and promised that one day we'll actually see him in heaven, but he's with us today. Fact is, we are all saints because we have been forgiven because of what Jesus did for us. And that's something for all of us to celebrate. That's all for today. Got some snacks. If you'd like to take one, if you don't want the cards, I can take those back. We've got that one, or M&Ms, or your fruit snacks, whichever one you prefer.
With glorious dream around the
Grace, mercy, peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Our text, the first lesson from Revelation, and I'd like to read the opening verse. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." This is our text. Please be seated. If you have email, and I'm guessing most of you do, and now I don't see this as often nowadays as it used to be, but undoubtedly you have received some of those messages that seem to get forwarded and forwarded until they finally reach one of your friends, who in turn forwards it to you. Well, the following is one of those forwarded messages. It's a quiz that tests your ability to recall some important events and people. There's only 5 questions, so let's take it together. Name the 3 wealthiest people in the world. Name the last 3 Heisman Trophy winners. Name 3 people who have either won the Nobel or the Pulitzer Prize. Name the last 3 Academy Award winners for Best Actor or Actress. And maybe I'll add this one. Name the winners of the World Series for the last 5 years. I don't even know who won yesterday. How did you do? Probably not very well, if you're like most people. The point is, none of us remember the headliners of yesterday. I mean, those questions were not about second-rate achievers. They were referring to the best in their fields, people who made the news, people who were known by millions, people who attained greatness in the eyes of the world. But the fact is, the applause dies. Awards tarnish. Achievements are forgotten. Accolades and certificates, they get buried with their owners. Let me try another quiz. 5 more questions. See how you do this time. List 2 teachers who aided you in your journey through school. Name 2 friends who have helped you through a difficult time. Think of a couple people who made you feel appreciated and special. Think of a couple people that you enjoy spending time with. Name a couple of heroes, and we even had a hero before. Name a couple of heroes whose stories have inspired you. Let me ask you, was that any easier? I think so. If you're like most people, that was probably an easier list of questions. The lesson really is this, that the people who made a difference in your life are not the ones with the most credentials, or the most money, or the most awards. The people who made a difference in your life are the ones that care. They are the saints who were sent to you when you needed them to carry out God's work on earth. They are the ones that Revelation describes as standing around with angels before the throne of God. You know, those who will serve God for eternity because they served him in this life. Maybe you think that I'm using the word saint a little too loosely. I mean, after all, don't we think that sainthood is something to be achieved, that you have to qualify to be a saint? You know, that people in high places and in the church, they have to evaluate your achievements and your lifestyle and then decide if sainthood is appropriate. And I mean, if we went around and started calling everybody a saint, that would diminish the importance of the word, wouldn't it? I mean, even the dictionary defines a saint as a person officially recognized, especially by canonization, as being entitled to public veneration and capable of interceding for people on earth. In other words, a saint is a person set aside by the church for adoration from the church. But I'm going to tell you, there's a problem with one element implied by that definition, that the person who becomes a saint must already be dead. I mean, how else would they have the ability to intervene for people on earth? But I contend that saints are indeed those people that are standing around with angels before the throne of God. But the fact is, before they were standing around with angels, before that took place, they were standing around with angels here on earth. I mean, the Bible talks about saints throughout the Old and New Testament. And when used in its plural form, it's used to designate all believers. It's not merely applied to persons of exceptional holiness. It includes flesh and blood human beings who are serving God among his people. And so it's said that we are, as that one card pointed out, that we are both saint and sinner embodied in the same person. And apart from Jesus Christ, there is no saint who is not also a sinner. And so that would leave us with saints who are imperfect people. People like an elderly man named Norman, who once held a very high position in his company and who was known throughout his industry. But as he spent his semi-retirement years, he spent them carrying clean linens and towels to first-year seminary students in their dorms. And the fact is, he was just as important to God as when he was the vice president of a large corporation, unnoticed by most people, but some saw the angels standing around him. Or perhaps there were people like Sherry, who recruits a group of workers every summer to go down to rural Kentucky to build housing for low-income families. She also manages to raise money every year to pay for building supplies. And her groups, they drive nails and saw boards. And by so doing, they promote a new beginning for many people in a financially depressed area. And Sherry stands in the midst of angels. And we here today, we talked about them before, we'll include them in the prayers. We remember those from your congregation, those who have died over the past year. I mean, those are just a few of those who stood with angels, making a difference in this congregation. And now they are standing with them before the throne of God. But I also invite you to look in the pew next to you, or maybe in front of you, or maybe behind you. And I invite you to see the faces and say the names of the saints who are with us. Those who care enough to do the simple things that make a difference. And they stand among us with the angels to do God's work. In a far country, there lived a band of minstrels who traveled from town to town. And fact is, they had not been doing very well. Times were hard. There was little money for the common folk to pay, even the small fee to hear the minstrels. And attendance had been falling off. So early one evening, the group met to discuss their plight. And one spoke up and said, "Well, I see no reason for opening tonight. I mean, to make things even worse, it's starting to snow. Who's going to venture out on a night like this? I mean, the previous night, just a handful of people had showed up. Tonight, they were expecting even fewer." And they all felt that they couldn't perform their best under those circumstances, and they wanted to cancel the performance. But an older member came forward, looked straight at his troop, and he says, "I know you're discouraged, and I am too. But we have a responsibility to those who might come. We will go on, and we will do the best job of which we are capable. I mean, it's not the fault of those who come that others do not. And they shouldn't be punished with less than the best that we can give." Well, heartened by those words, the minstrels went ahead with their show, and they performed better. And when the show was over, and that small audience had gone, the old man called his troop to him. And in his hand, there was a note given to him by one of the audience just before the doors closed behind him. "Listen to this, my friends." And slowly the old man read, "Thank you for a beautiful performance." And it was signed very simply, "Your King." The fact is, you may not always perform before large crowds. The world may not always see the work of your hands. Others may not recognize you as a saint, but someone does. And that's the someone who counts the most. Final story. There was a veteran missionary who was returning home to the United States after several terms in the mission field. And aboard his ship, there was a skeptic who challenged him by pointing out the futility of giving one's life in missionary service. And he continued by noting that no one on board the ship was paying any attention to the missionary, a sign that they apparently considered his efforts quite wasted. And the missionary replied, "I'm not home yet." Well, when not a solitary person welcomed that missionary as they disembarked, that skeptic scoffed again. And once again, the missionary said, "I'm not home yet." Well, it was a lonely train ride to his small Midwestern town, hometown. And reaching the destination, the missionary could no longer fight back the tears as the train pulled away. Again, he stood alone. And it was then that the inner voice of God's Spirit brought comfort by reminding that faithful servant, you're not home yet. We're not home yet. Perhaps just like that missionary, you feel like you're standing alone. You feel unappreciated. You feel that what you do doesn't matter. But know this about yourself. You do matter. You matter to God. And you matter to those people whose lives you touched and are better off because you were there. The fact is, you don't stand alone now, nor will you stand alone in eternity. For the saints always have each other. And when you do go home, you will stand with all the saints and angels. And there, standing in your midst, will be Jesus. And that's where he's been standing all along. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all our understanding, may it keep our hearts and minds in the true faith in Christ Jesus, our Savior.
Shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call on the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and will call on the name of the Lord. I will
Gracious and loving God, receive these offerings that we bring this day. Lord, we're returning just a portion of the rich blessings that you have given to us. And we pray, Lord, that you would make them useful for the work of your church. We pray that your word might be boldly proclaimed. And we pray, Lord, that your Spirit would work through that word to one day bring all people to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Amen. And now in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all whom God has redeemed through the blood of the Lamb, washing them in the saving water of baptism and bringing them to faith by the Spirit, that he would keep us in faith and in holy fear, lest we depart from his way and be lost to the eternal future that he has prepared for us. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the preservation of Matthew Harrison, our Synod President, Kevin Wilson, our District President, Logan Shiwe, our Circuit Visitor, and all pastors, that they would bring us the message of salvation, which belongs to our Heavenly Father and to the Lamb. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all households, that our Heavenly Father would bless husbands and wives, parents and children, and those who live alone with the assurance that he knows what we need. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For wisdom, that our president, our governor, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws would make decisions that are pleasing unto our Heavenly Father, who is worthy of all power, might, and honor. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and the homebound, for those who mourn, and all of the afflicted, especially, gracious God, we remember in our prayers Don and Alice, Margaret, Bernetta, Bill, Gary, Sandy, Bryston, Kim, Andrew and Michelle, Brandy, Heather, Gary and Michael, Ray and Chelsea, Norma and Ron, Tom and Vicky, Jama and Judy, Joni and Kyle, Sarah. And gracious Lord, we also remember the family of Brenda Padigo. Gracious Lord, keep all of these, your people, in your holy care. For all those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, that in faithfulness they would approach the altar, trust the words of Christ, and receive his holy body and blood for the sustenance of their bodies and souls. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
In thanksgiving, O Lord, we remember all of the saints who rest from their labors and the loved ones that were lost this year. And gracious God, we raise up before you Mary Ellen Federke, Charlotte Rosebrock, and Joseph Schrader, that the church on earth would remember them with thanksgiving and joy, even as we look forward to seeing them again at the throne of the Lamb. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all God's chosen people, whom he has knit together in the one mystical body of his Son, that he would give his whole church in heaven and on earth his light and peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Standing with those of every tribe and nation before the throne and before the Lamb, we rejoice and cry out, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. To him be the glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is meet and give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and blood on the cross.
Amen.
And now, Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, he also took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. And now may this true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, may it strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Thank the Lord and sing his praise. Tell everyone what he has done. Let all who seek the Lord rejoice and proudly bear his name. He recalls his promises and leads his people forth in joy. With shouts of thanksgiving, alleluia, alleluia.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Please be seated. We will continue our worship as we sing our closing hymn, 670, "Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones."
Triumph and raise us all.